Live and local conversation. WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarzant.
AM 1050, WLIP. WLIP Morning Show. Tuesday mornings, we catch up with Dr. Russ Brewer from Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. Long time no chat.
Good morning, Pete. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Happy April.
Yeah, officially. April 1st, yeah. April Fool's Day.
You haven't fallen for anything yet, have you?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm sure it's I'm bound to have happen. I knew Glarus a few years ago posted on their Facebook page that they were, like, distributing across the country, and everybody was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then, of course, that was April Fool's. And there was another year that they're like, yeah, we're closing a brewery. And there was outcry because they're like, no, spotted cow can't go away. And I'm like, you know, those are kind of funny, but I'm like, we're in a business. We can't really joke about things like that.
No, you get a lot of trouble on the radio. That's happened over the years.
Right, that freaks people out, right? Yeah. There was the Orson Welles show.
Oh, War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds, right? Yeah. That really freaked me. That wasn't April Fool's.
And that came with disclaimers, too, and people just completely disregarded the disclaimers and
so no
panicked.
Fooling about it.
No.
Even though we can be a couple of jokers at times.
Ah, where's my bell?
Yeah, there you go.
You're right. But no fooling matter today for our pet care tip of the week, Dr. Russ.
No, because this is a topic for a month long of National Heartworm Awareness and Prevention of Lyme Disease Month.
Right.
That's a mouthful.
It is, but that's very important. And it kind of picks up with one of our spring safety tips that we had last week.
Right. Prevention.
Exactly. When you're out and about and there's ticks and other
you got it. You got to prevent. And of course, the ticks thing, the ticks freak me out because they're just terrible, terrible critters. I mean, they don't care if it's above 32, they're out, which means pretty much they were out all winter long. Yeah. I mean, there were a few days that we did get down into the single digits and, you know, they're going to hold up somewhere. But we've been seeing ticks most of the winter. And the bad problem about ticks is they carry Lyme disease, and it doesn't matter. You know, we all had it's the deer ticks. Nope, it is ticks, period. End of story. I don't care what species, it's ticks. And if you really want to get freaked out, there are 6 species of ticks in America.
Yeah. Well, and with your pets, you know, if you walk through the woods, you can wear long pants, you can tuck your pants into your socks,
right.
You can take all these preventative measures, but with your pet, it's a little bit more difficult.
There's a new species of tick that they discovered a couple years ago, the Asian tick. So, and I'm like, Asian tick? Well, it didn't swim here.
No. No, I'm sure it caught a ride.
It caught a ride somehow. It got on a cargo container, and voila, it's here in America. So, you know, they'll find a way. So, and the problem with ticks is that they carry Lyme disease, like we've talked about. So the Lyme disease is really kind of one of the things we're trying to prevent when we're trying to prevent ticks. It's a problem that's going to cause damage to the dog's liver, potentially their kidneys. We all think about joints. It's like Lyme disease causes arthritis, but it actually causes internal organ damage as well. And it's transmitted by infected ticks. And so it's something that technically, I mean, we're susceptible to it too.
Right,
so
right.
I was like, think about it, like, I got to protect my dog from it because I don't want them bringing the ticks into the house and then wind up that I get a tick because I really don't want one. We have a harder time in people diagnosing and treating Lyme disease than we do in dogs. I mean, dogs, you walk in and you want your dog tested, we'll have results in 15 minutes. Mm. If you go to your doctor's office, we won't even talk about how long that takes.
Oh, dear.
So, and it's whether or not they're going to believe you that you got bit or not. So that's a whole other sidebar. Symptoms of Lyme disease can be lameness if it's the joints, but we can see fever, fatigue, appetite, swollen lymph nodes. And then, of course, they can have decreases in appetite if it's chronic because it can cause kidney damage, liver problems. And a lot of times we catch them asymptomatically. We just routinely test them every year, and then lo and behold, they're positive. So then we get into some further testing and see if it's an active infection or not. But and then heartworm disease. Well, that's spread by another insect, mosquitoes, which another bug that I really hate.
And hard to avoid.
Hard to avoid. I mean, they come in your house,
right?
That's
right.
That, and I was clients go, well, my dog never goes outside. Okay. Have you ever seen a mosquito in your house?
Right.
I can guarantee you have. Whether or not you've seen it or not, you've at least heard it buzzing around your ear. So the thing of it is that the mosquito is the one that's transmitting heartworm disease, and there's no way that your dog's going to avoid them because there's no way we can avoid them. We do not live in a bubble, and we do not live far enough north that we have no mosquitoes. And I've been to Alaska, and they had worse mosquitoes in Alaska than we do here. So,
don't you have to be at altitude more than
really,
higher
it's,
latitude?
Yeah, it's got to be higher altitude. Like, you're not going to see it if you're up in the mountains.
Right.
But if you're in the valleys in the mountains, guess what?
There's still got mosquitoes.
There too. Right. Yep. Got to be where there's a lot of wind and less oxygen if you're going to really avoid them. But then there's not much there.
Then it takes you forever to boil water. So, you know, what's the trade-off there?
Yeah. So, heartworm disease symptoms would be lethargy, coughing, and if your dog gets to that point, it's advanced and it's bad. We typically, I mean, the ones we catch are asymptomatic, which is good, which means they're not that. So annual testing, that's important. We test them every year. And then the Heartworm Society is actually starting to recommend every 6 months, potentially, because they're starting to see some of these guys. And the question is, people are watching this continually, seeing if, because organisms evolve. So they either evolve to develop less sensitivity to our preventatives, or the evolving to just basically grow faster. These are things that people that are really interested in heartworm are checking out. I just read the glossy reports because I love preventing it, but I don't need to know like the whole microbiome of it. So it's all fine. Diagnostic testing. Lifestyle considerations, certainly they're at much more risk if they're outside, but even if they're indoor, they're at risk. And this includes your cat. So this is the one thing. Cat owners just completely don't think about, like, nah, you know, they'd stay inside. That if you get two cats or three cats are sharing litter boxes, if one has an intestinal parasite, guess what? That gets shared with everybody else. These guys can have parasites that are encysted in their tissue that reemerge every now and then. So this is the importance of keeping them on preventative, because those things are zoonotic, meaning they can transmit them to us. So if the cat walks through the litter box, picks up a parasite, then is developing, you know, mature ones, then they're laying eggs, and then the cat walks through the litter box and then picks up eggs, and then lo and behold, walks across your kitchen counter.
Whoops.
Sleeps in bed with you. Just some food, creepy food for thought. So, and that is no joke.
Right.
So that takes us down. How do we, you know, stop this?
Right.
Prevention. So there's topical stuff. We use Revolution Plus at our clinic for the cats. And then Simparica Trio, or a combination of HeartGuard Plus and the NexGard product if we're not using Simparica Trio for the dogs. And all of that, they need an appointment to start with. Get an appointment.
Get the process
cats,
going.
Cats, we'll check a fecal on them, stool sample to make sure there's no intestinal parasites that we specifically need to treat, because prevention is different than treatment. But if we're clear, and the heartworm test and Lyme disease test on the dogs and the fecal's clear, we get them on preventative and then keep them on preventative and check again next year. Seems redundant, but it's the only way to make sure
that
things are clear. You got to stay on top of it. The ounce of prevention is better than the pound of cure.
Yeah, right.
Right. So
once you get them in there, it's hard to get them out of there. Right?
It is not easy to get things cleared out. And the thing of it is that it's a risk to us. And that's the thing that just, you know, you start to think about it and get you creeped out. And don't be creeped out. Just prevent it. avoid the panic attack. Just prevent it.
What is the one that I think a woman got bit, might have been by a tick or whatever, and the long-term consequences, she can never eat red meat again as one of the symptoms of that. That seems like a fate worse than death. I know.
To be told that you can't eat red meat again. The dietitian's like, well, it's high in cortisol. It's like, yeah, but it tastes good. And if you're okay with it and it's not, you know, it tastes good.
Find you a dietitian and say it's okay.
Right.
It's good.
Right,
stuff.
Right. They're out there.
All right. On that happy note.
So that being said, if you want to get your cat or dog some prevention, give us a phone call, 262-694-6515. You'll need to stop in at 9052 Prairie Ridge Boulevard for that appointment. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital, appreciate your time and your expertise on these Tuesday mornings. Let's do it again next week.
Sounds great, Pete. I'll see you next week.
WLIP Morning Show. Stick around. More to come. You need my love, baby, oh so bad.